Didsbury. 42 permits for residential developments were issued in Didsbury in 2021, with a total construction value of $4.11 million, said Ethan Gorner, the town's chief administrative officer. In his monthly report submitted to council at the recent regularly scheduled council meeting, Gorner outlined residential, commercial and land use permits issued last year. In 2021, a total of 29 commercial development permits were issued, with total construction values of $5.72 million. 11 permits were issued in the first quarter, 9 in the second, 6 in the third and 3 in the fourth. On the residential side, 10 permits were issued in the first quarter, 18 in the second, 11 in the third and 3 in the fourth. A total of 2 subdivision land use applications were made in 2021, both in the second quarter. There was 1 development and subdivision appeal in the second quarter. A total of 60 certificates of compliance were issued in 2021, reflecting real estate activity. The certificates typically accompany the selling of property, with most issued for residential lots. In his report, Gorner also outlined municipal enforcement statistics for the fourth quarter. There were 15 dog bylaw, 8 cat bylaw, 18 community standards, 1 dog control, 5 Traffic Safety Act, 5 Abandoned Vehicle, 6 Unsightly Premises, 3 Noise Bylaw, and 4 RV Parking Investigations. Gorner's report also included an update on Community Service Department activities. The fourth quarter of 2021 saw increased restrictions placed on the Didsbury Memorial Complex and its use, he said. In mid-September, the Restriction Exemption Program was launched by the Government of Alberta and facilities had the option to implement the REP, or remain at one-third capacity operations. Through numerous meetings with OZ, the complex was able to offer user groups the option of implementing the REP program on their own, allowing clubs like the Mountain View Colts, Men's Hockey, Jazzercise and the Aquafit Army Fitness Group to continue to use the facility. All minor sports programs continue to operate at one-third capacity, and household use was re-implemented in both the arena and pool. As part of his report to council, Gorner reviewed the Town of Didsbury Council Code of Conduct bylaw with councillors, as required at least once following a municipal election. As part of the review, Gorner highlighted the conflict of interest provisions of the bylaw, which includes the statement that members of council shall not use, or attempt to use, the position of councillor to benefit oneself or any other individual, and that members of council may accept hospitality, gifts or benefits that normally accompany the responsibility of offer and are received as an incident of protocol or social obligation, provided that the value of the hospitality, gift or benefit does not exceed $100. Council accepted Gorner's report as information.